eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks and Kyle Newbeck. Here they come.
But a takeoff of it, like Joel Embiid got married. I feel like we've spent a large part of this offseason breaking down footage of parties, whether it was the White Party, the Michael Rubin party in Las Vegas. And now we have Joel Embiid's wedding going through, and this is my Instagram stalking skills at work here. You know, you're going through the tag photos, seeing who's where, looking in the backgrounds, all those type of things. Seemed like a lot of his teammates were there. Mo Bamba was there. I believe they do have a previous relationship, if I'm not mistaken, to this year. Jaden Springer was there, which is, to me, Jaden Springer screams, I've invited everybody on the team. I'm sure they're close to a certain extent, but it's not like he's played a ton in the NBA. He's been around the organization for a few years, but he's mostly down, in Delaware. So what'd you think? I mean, the obvious thing is James Harden was not there. James Harden was out. I believe if the timelines connect, he was out. It looked like a concert or a party.
He was at Rolling Loud over the weekend.
There we go. So he was at Rolling Loud. PJ Tucker was there with him. There's now
PJ Tucker with his shirt off. We should clarify.
Yes. Harden didn't have his shirt off. PJ did. But there was a clip that was so funny, and you could just tell that it was going to end up being a viral clip of James just grabbing as many burgers as he can from this like free thing of Bun B Trill burgers. Now, I'm sure he was handing them out to friends. I can't imagine he was eating five burgers. But what'd you think of James not going to Joel's wedding?
So that was where it was like, okay, that seems like you're making a little bit of a point here, James.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of shitty that it ends up happening with Joel's wedding. Like, there are a lot of other ways the point could be made without skipping out on. Now, look, could just be that him and Joel communicated and could say, hey, I don't want to be a distraction at your wedding. Mm-hmm. Like, on a much smaller scale, actually, at our wedding, there were some family situations that were uncomfortable for different parties that I had someone communicate to me that they were not coming. Because of those things, because they didn't want the day to turn into,
right,
oh, this is about me and, you know, this other person. It's about you and your wife, mm-hmm, or soon to be wife at that point. And like, that was something I appreciated at the time. So it could have just been James doesn't want to become the, I don't want to assume that because he's not there, it's like some malicious bad thing. It could be as something as simple as that. That said, when a video pops up of you at a concert, all right, sweaty with a tray of burgers, and PJ Tucker is like shirtless getting the same burger, I would honestly say it's probably more disappointing in Tucker's case that he's there.
Yeah.
And he basically flew completely under the radar in this situation, mostly because he grabbed one burger and not four.
Yeah, not
and
five.
People automatically went to the fat suit jokes, mm-hmm, and all those things. But Tucker, like, yes, I do think it's probably, as we've discussed before, likely that he gets moved if and when a Harden trade happens. It makes some logical sense. But on the other side of it, it's like, bro, for the time being, you're still supposed to be like the vet of the team. And I can't imagine, like, maybe Joel and PJ are not best friends or anything. I can't imagine that he like didn't get an invite to this wedding. Because to your point, if Jaden and Paul Reed right. and Mo Bamba and these other guys are there, and I know that, you know, it probably means a little more to Paul Reed or Jaden Springer to get invited to Joel's wedding than PJ, who's been around the league for a million years.
Yeah, it does lavish, lucrative things all the time.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's a thing you would like to see them at. It's not a thing that I'm going to sit here and like crush anybody for, but it is slightly disappointing.
Well, you know, let's think about this too. Like, James Harden requested a trade demand, what, 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, something like that, whatever it is at this point. As two people that have been married and have done this, wedding invitations don't go out 6 weeks before. So I would imagine everybody on the team was invited. Like, I will be very disappointed in Joel if it was like of the 15 players on the roster, 7 or 8 were invited. I think at that point, you invite your guys that you've played with. James Harden should be invited. PJ should be invited. I think it would be, frankly, bad leadership not to invite key players on the team to your wedding. But if James didn't go, and to piggyback, I guess, off, you know, your story, like, if he's not there, then that means something's in the air. Like, when you look at them at the white party of Michael Rubin's thing, it looks like everything's all good. You see, you know, the video of him giving him the Rolex. I know that feels like a different lifetime ago. It seems like everything's all good. So while we can say, and I agree with you, there might have been part of this that is like, hey, this is a bit of a distraction if you come, da da da. I don't know. Is it really? Like, if they're really cool still, and we talked about Joel throwing that lifeline out, the only real distraction is people see photos on Instagram and go, oh, hey, it looks like, you know, that's cool. James was there. I don't know what the other distraction would be. They've partied already before. It appears they've been in communication. Joel's talked about he's happy the way James handled it. So I, you know, and James was at a concert, so he didn't have like some type of super important, I would guess.
Yeah, right.
Thing that, you know, like a sponsorship or whatever. So it was a moment where I genuinely was like very disappointed in James Harden that he did not go, and PJ as well. Like, Joel is a captain of the team, or he should be at least. He's the leader of the team. He's getting married. You've presumably been invited. Like, I would be disappointed with my wedding if somebody that I considered a friend or an important coworker, whatever, like just straight up didn't come. Like, obviously there's always reasons people can't go to weddings, but imagine if you're one of your most important coworkers didn't come to the wedding. And then you see on Instagram, he's like out partying. I agree. There could be things we don't know, and there very well likely are things we don't know. But from the outside looking in, it was the first moment for me where I thought maybe this is not going to work. Maybe he really is upset, and maybe this is a thing where he is not planning. I mean, like, Tobias was there, George Niangs was there. He's not even on the team anymore. So there were a lot of his teammates.
Yeah, the only reason I'm giving him an out is because I don't want this to turn into the like shit on James all off season thing. Because there, so much of the story is being told through the Sixers lens, and that's fine. Like, we're a Sixers podcast, and you know, obviously, if and when James is traded, we're going to continue to talk about the team. But I do have to try to keep the perspective of like, why does he feel this way, or why would he do this? When I'm working with incomplete information most of the time. And frankly, I don't know how like celebrity weddings really work in terms of the politics of invites and all that. Like, I know how they worked for my wedding and like friends of mine's wedding.
Well, you're a celebrity.
But I don't know how many people make the guest list. I don't know how many save the dates go out. I don't know how all this shit works. So to your point, I agree as a general concept. It's disappointing he's not there. When it looks like Joel and his now wife were inclusive of like all the guys on the team,
yes,
former coaches with the team, former trainers, assistants I saw were on.
Wasn't Daryl Morey there? Am I wrong about that?
I believe he was, and so maybe that's Paul maybe Reed that's was all there. It was.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah, maybe
I don't
that wanna, is. It. Yeah.
It could be as simple as that.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, but here's what I would say, too, to like, to your point about making this not a pod where every 2 days we just rip James Harden. Yeah. I actually think me and you have been two of the people that have been on Harden's side like a little bit more. We defended this team throughout the year. We talked about how James Harden was playing well. I know at least for myself, like I've been taking like all types of shots on WIP because I'm the only person that's sitting here and being like, they're not a train wreck. It's like, and I think James Harden should be back. I would sign him and I would have signed him. I would have kept him. And I think he's mostly handled this to a certain extent the best you can. He's not out there all the time making shots. I just like, maybe it's my soft spot for weddings and Joel. It just seemed hurtful to me. That's the only thing I can say. To your point, I don't know all the details. It just seemed a little like, it just seemed a little hurtful that Joel got married and it felt like the first kind of real, like if this happened during the Ben Simmons thing, we would all sit here and be like, oh, they're not friends. Like, remember how much talking there was about how much, if Joel and Ben were friends, if Ben didn't go to Joel's wedding, we would never sit here and be like, well, maybe this, that, whatever. Like, that's what we would say. So I don't know. It was just my first eye-opening moment of like, damn, maybe this guy really is serious about getting out of here.
Well, it's one of those things too, where you learn as you grow up that perception is really important, even yeah. if it's not reality. Like you could be on a low level sports team, but you showing up for an optional practice, even if it doesn't mean really anything, like you mm-hmm. showed up for something in July in your sports off season that was not required, but you're there, that the perception is, oh, this guy really wants to get better and really wants to improve and all that. And so that's true of anything in life. Like the perception that people have of you oftentimes is as important as the reality of the person, because most people don't know other people that well. You have like a small group of people, right. your family, your close friends that really know you. Everybody else is trying to make that picture of you based on limited interactions and other things. So I don't think we have to assume it was necessarily this big vindictive Harden thing. But he knows by not going there that how it's going to come off. So,
and yeah,
the question is, who the hell knows what is going through his mind right now?
And look, I will say, as I've said before, as a fan of Bravo TV, I'm loving the discourse on what it means not to go to a wedding. But yes, I'm sure to people listening, yes, it's a slow news time. I understand this is not the end all be all of that. But the last thing I'll say about before we move on to the final thing. Like if James Harden still viewed this as something that he wants to put work in and build the relationship, like then he would probably be here. So it was probably just one of our first signs that like maybe James has mentally moved on from this team.